Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Roth.
And I am Sri Ram Kaur, and we are delighted to be with you.
On this beautiful Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day. If that's a gift that you are receiving into your life right now, we send it with all sincerity. And are we all not, in one way or another, a mother or a parent to our beloved Gaia? So happy Person Day.
May we honoring the nurturing energy
exactly.
that brings wisdom and sustenance to us all.
Oh, so well said, Sri. And I love that because today it's just such a glorious moment. Today we are dancing with our divinity and creating miracles and bringing them forward. And you know, we intentionally place this show on our calendar for this specific day because if you've been tracking with our May revelations and predictions, remember that we are now entering the second month of May. And you may say, but Kira, it's still May. Well, if you went to YouTube, remember our official Sri and Kira is our YouTube channel. We discussed early on when we released that video that May is like 2 months in one. And so yesterday, May 13th, in the energy of that full moon really culminating, the first energy of May completed. So May 1 to 13 was this very powerful time about slowing down, paying attention, really moving all the puzzle pieces together. Today, May 14 is, Sri and I were kind of giggling all day. It's kind of like that if you're on a, you know, if you've ever been on one of those rides that swings way high one way and swings way high the other, there's a moment where it feels like it stops before it swings again. That's today, May 14th. It's that perfect moment to harness your resources because it is all points go for the second half of May. May 15th to the end of the month is a totally different month than we've already experienced. And I think on a lot of levels, especially globally, geopolitically, many people feel like we've already had a full month already of May.
Well, there's certainly been plenty of action.
Oh, yeah.
And as we talked about prior, when we are able to breathe and move ourselves into the center of the storm, in the center of the circle, so to speak, our gaze is all-encompassing. When we're out on the periphery, when we're doing battle with the details, we tend to lose track of the big picture and we lose track with a greater sense of peace.
You know, absolutely. And it's important to recognize that you have within you right now, this very moment, the divine creative nature that is, quite frankly, a force to be reckoned with. And that is the force that you can harness that creates miracles and opens the doors. And that is the God's honest truth, guys. And today we are diving into that. And before this show is over, we're actually going to give you three very simple steps to really harness and bring that in. So you want to make sure you stay with us. Now, remember, this show is live. If you're catching us live and you want to get in on the action and call in and ask for a mini soul reading or share your thoughts or ask us a question, all you have to do is call 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Remember, if you call and you get a busy signal, it does mean all of our lines are full. However, as soon as we say hello and goodbye to someone, that's your opportunity to call and try and get into the queue. And once you're in the queue, you get to listen to the show while you're waiting. So it's all fun. And we are glad you're here.
Absolutely. So really, one of the things that we're wanting to celebrate today is dancing with our divinity.
Oh, yeah.
Igniting that miracle-making presence.
Yeah, I'm dancing. I feel it. I'm dancing. I'm dancing. It's good.
And so often people that are in their journey, we could call the journey the process of full awakening. You can call the journey the process of relaxing in unconditional love or greater consciousness. There's many ways to describe the spiritual journey. Whether you assign it to a particular religious tradition or jargon is irrelevant. Use the words you love. The key is that as we relax into our authentic nature, our truth, we ignite our miracle-making presence. And we're going to explore that a little more as we continue to chat throughout this hour we have together. But the key here is to understand that the forces of the universe, the force
is with you.
The force runs strong in your family, young Skywalkers.
Or you would not be listening to us right now. And forgive us, guys, but we really had to indulge in that because, let's face it, the divine creative nature, and you know, we've talked about this before, the neutrality of energy. Remember that energy in and of itself does not take on positive or negative aspects. All energy is neutral. And you may be saying, well, wow, you know, that divine creative nature in that first half of May that does feel like it's been a whole month has really taken on some interesting aspects. Well, yes, it has. And it's how we interact with this divine creative force, with this divine creative nature, that gives us the opportunity to co-create with it in a manner that is 100% positive and passionately oriented toward manifesting miracle energy. And once you step into that, once you accept that you have that mastery power within you, and footnote, you do, you are able to really create things in a way that it seems effortless. It's very much like you have your own force with you, you know, in every way.
Absolutely, because the force is truly the greater flow. You know, the ego is a little bit like the bug on the windshield. You know, it doesn't realize there's a whole lot more going on than its solo perspective, and so we have to have a chuckle at ourselves at times. There is a lot going on. There is a greater flow, and as we're able to relax into the greater flow, seeming miracles do occur. And this idea of miracles is really wonderful because miracles become common when we release the need for miracles. Ooh, now there's one of those paradoxes. Miracles become common when we release the need for miracles.
Ooh, but yet, how do we do that? Because isn't that what it's about? That it's not only about releasing the need, Sri. I think it's also about releasing the anxiety. Because really, isn't it more about the anxiety around what we're trying to create than even more of a need?
Well, you know, I'm sorry, I'm going to drift on you right now.
Uh-oh, here it comes, guys. Get ready.
I remember many years ago when I think I saw Godspell. You know, remember that movie?
Of course.
But
I remember
the show. There's a quote in there that just popped into my head, so I want to share it. And it was basically the teachings of, I think this is in the Gospels, of the birds do not want, the creatures of the woods do not want. And the point of the teaching was there is a lack of anxiety.
Exactly.
Around need fulfillment.
Exactly.
Around abundance. Yes, there may be an imperative to pay attention to one's needs. That is, you know, it's getting to be dinner time. I better look for food. That's different than a fear that it won't happen. And that's one of the lessons that was captured back in the parables that's apropos for right now. Anxiety is the energy of doubt.
Well, and anxiety is a pervasive energy that's feeding into the planetary thought body right now.
Very common.
You know, there's a lot going on right now, guys, on the planetary thought body. And the planetary thought body is very self-perpetuating, and it's getting even more, let's just use the words, intricately fascinating. You know, last night we were introduced for the first time to this concept of brain hijacking. And it's a really fascinating thing because what they're saying is that more than ever, it's not about enjoying something. It's about an underlying manipulative energy that's trying to addict you to it. And if you get addicted to something, then it creates even more anxiety and, of course, greater fear and stress and confusion. So even as I'm sharing with that with you, you may be going, gosh, I think I'm now kind of confused. And here's why we're bringing this up. In order for you, and especially right now, my angels, May 15th to the end of the month is magic time. If you harness this co-creative force for your divine presence, I'm talking about the big miracles manifested. And the key is to release yourself out of that planetary thought body that's trying to addict you to the energy of anxiety, addict you. You know, let's face it, anxiety has an adrenaline rush.
Well, adrenaline has an adrenaline rush.
Exactly. Okay.
You know, but anxiety is a way of keeping one feeling energized.
Exactly.
And actually, there's two faces to anxiety. There's the anxiety that is a kind of a biological signal that something's running out.
Right.
You know, whether it's time for another fix, another cigarette, another drug, the anxiety of I haven't had any praise or any stroking.
Well, and now I got to say something. I mean, how about the anxiety of did I get a like on my Facebook or how many people
how
are retweeting
my tweet?
How come
nobody's texted me in the last
hour?
Exactly.
How many people do you know are so addicted to, you know, that are so addicted to their cell phones or whatever else that they're with them 24/7? You know, guys, I don't even own a cell phone. I refuse to do it.
So don't try calling.
No, because you won't get me. Now, Sri has a cell phone. However, people get frustrated because we are not looking at that thing every 5 minutes. What's important to recognize is what has got your co-creative nature. Are you just into co-creating on your electronic device? Are you into just co-creating in your anxiety and your drama? Or are you gifting yourself with the opportunity to command the light? You are that powerful, but there are forces, absolute forces in the world of powerful neutrality. There are forces that have been, let's just say the word coerced, that are doing their best to addict you to believing that you are not capable of reversing or creating a powerful life. And you know what? Once you can really wrap around that, things start manifesting so quickly, it will blow the paradigm away.
And one of the greatest gifts of a meditation practice,
mm-hmm.
and if you have tried and failed or have not tried, I encourage you to do it again. The gift of a meditation practice is we get to witness the chatter and the facade of anxiety that our ego will throw up on the screen saying, hey, nothing's happening.
Right.
You know, I need something to happen. Here's some random thoughts. And the next thing you know, you're wondering if you forgot to turn the stove off kind of thing.
Yeah.
But the key, those are knee-jerk responses of egoic brain activity. And as we sit and just watch them, they fade. And as we watch the fading, we discover a peaceful field of expansiveness. Now, there we are touching into the authentic nature of the energy that is underpinning all creation. That's your gateway, folks. And spiritual practice opens that gateway.
Remember that your divine creative nature is what ignites your miracle presence. And you are the commander of that army. And we're going to be really diving into this deeply. We're going to be sharing with you how to reconnect with this if you haven't. And if you have connected it with you, we're going to give you some other ideas and ways that you can harness this energy. And again, no matter when you would get this show, all of this is really working for you the moment you command it. However, in this moment, right now, the second half of May 2017, it is rocket ship. It is comet time if you harness this energy. Truly, by the end of this month, you'll look back and go, wow, I am blown away that I had 2 months of May inside of May. Because remember, we're still in that 4x4 energy, April, May, June, July. And May and June are the middle of that energy. They're the center of the storm. They're that ability to harness, create, and prepare to boldly walk through the other side and radiate presence. It's an awesome moment, Sri.
Absolutely, it's an awesome moment.
Excuse me.
And one of the things to remember in each and every moment is that you are connected, that this creative force. You know, there are people have many different words for the divine energy, whether they call it spirit or God or Brahma. One of those words is creation.
Yes.
And creation is a nice way of describing the force that is underlying all forces, because creation itself is neutral. Now, it's often experienced, for example, in the Hindu tradition as Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, with the creator, the preserver, and the destroyer. Yet Think about it for a moment. If you have ever destroyed something, you may have thought, I'm getting rid of that which no longer serves me. However, that's a creative act. You would not have the energy to destroy something if you did not have information inside about what ought to be there.
And I want to jump in with this whole destroy thing, because so many people misunderstand this. And the reality is that, as Sri just mentioned, the Brahma Vishnu Shiva energy is the one energy of creation. It's all one. You know, think about the fact that your skin is destroying old cells. It's sloughing old cells every single day. It's creating new cells every single day, and it's preserving its life every single day. We are constantly, motion is life. Creation is who we are. We are constantly creating physically, spiritually, emotionally, ethereally. We are the divine in nature that is acting as a co-creative force with universal mastery to bring forth our every single experience. And we are the commander of that the minute we stand up and remember.
Absolutely true. And one more thing I want to offer before we say hi to our listeners that are standing on the phone line. Is remember that what you focus on gets bigger.
Oh, for sure.
And so creation, preservation, and transition, you could call it, are happening all at once. But
yeah.
So often our ego lens is trying to preserve. We don't pay attention to what's falling away and what's arising, because there is a natural flow. And sometimes we get surprised by what's arising and we call it a miracle. But maybe the seeds of that miracle have been cultivating for a long time.
For sure. This is absolutely for sure. And one of the things that's important to know around this is that you are the master. I want you guys to just keep knowing that. And so, masters, beloved masters, we've had all these beautiful beings holding for a while. Let's go. Let's just start right here at line one and go to Roman from Los Angeles. Namaste, beautiful one. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Shrinkara. It's such a blessing to talk to you again.
And to you.
So, I don't know if you remember, Kira. I had a private reading with you back in March, and ever since it's been so beautiful. We talked about my divine purpose, and so many things happened. I would see life unfold, and I have tears of joy just watching it. Or I could see myself in other, and it's such a beauty, and I understand it now. And feeling that incredible peace that is beyond anything is right here. It's inside the vastness, the stillness, and I'm so thankful that, you know, because of our reading, you know, it's he unlocked, you know, a little bit of all this. And but the reason I'm calling is just I just need a little reassurance that I am on my way home, because I still have some doubts. Sometimes I have deep doubt because I'm still in between. I know who I am not, but who I am is such incredible that I'm probably scared still, like you mentioned last time. I'm probably scared, so I'd like to just your reassurance and just how you are completely surrender to life, surrender to the divine purpose, and just let it unfold.
Oh, my angel, first and foremost, how could my heart ever forget you? You know, you are just so beautiful. And every time I have the honor of spending sacred time in a private session with someone, it's just such a gift. And I want to just offer you two things. Number one, the minute you started sharing, all of these beautiful beings around you stood up and started clapping. And all they said was, it is time for you to not be afraid and to hear the roar of the angels that are speaking with you, through you, and as you. And the other thing I'm seeing is this, it's like this hallway that you're standing in with all these golden doors. And with every step you take, they're flying open. It's like open, 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 open. And so you are most definitely doing exactly what you need to do. And the key is don't stop. just and when you feel yourself doubting or getting afraid, that's a moment to bring a hand to your heart, to take in a deep breath, and to just simply say, in this moment, I trust myself. And do it often, Angel, because you are trustworthy and you are most definitely on your way. Thank you for the honor of connecting with you again, my love. Many blessings.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Namaste.
Namaste. Whew, you know, Sri, it's just such a blessing that this community, you know, as we're talking today about our divine nature and igniting miracle presence, that all of our amazing listeners, we are all demonstrating collectively in this moment the co-creative blessing of miracle presence.
Absolutely, because we are listening with our hearts in addition to our ears. And miracle presence happens as we relax the need to control mm-hmm. and simply become ever more present to what is.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's one of the secrets.
In every single way. Now, we're going to be giving you all, remember, after the break, when we come back, it's literally a 1, 2, 3 steps to doing this. And why don't we go to line 2, Sri?
Let's say hi to Eva from New Jersey.
Namaste, beautiful one. Welcome.
Thank you. Hello. Oh, my God. So excited to get through. I have a question that would be rolled up in the soul reading, and it has to do with I'm feeling a lot of physical limitations, things that I don't know that are wrong and causing symptoms, and things that I do know and don't know how to heal them. So I'm feeling blocked by that, and I'm curious as to what you'll say.
Whew. Well, first and foremost, take a breath. The minute you started speaking, like my whole chest, it didn't seize, but I just felt like this pressure in my chest and my stomach. And here's what I'm just going to share with you exactly. It's Archangel Raphael showed up immediately. And this is Raphael who's offering this to you. Raphael is saying that it is very valuable for you. And I love that you got through today. Because it is very important, especially with the energy of what's going on in the world right now, today, take a minimum of 10 minutes to sit in silence and to place your hand on the parts of your body one at a time that are calling to you and ask to hear the message that you are blocking. What Raphael is saying is that you already have these answers and there's been this lack of attention. The other thing is that the resolution is at hand. Water, you need to be drinking a lot of water. Not that that's a cure, but it's an ignition into your body. There are lots of congestions in your body right now. And the other thing for you, my angel, is it's about really slowing down and paying attention. There's more going on than just the physical symptoms. This is like a rearrangement at your core. And all I keep hearing is 8, the power of 8, the power of 8, the power of 8. And what they're saying to me is 8 days, 8 weeks, resolution is at hand. And that's the message they have for you, my angel.
How wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate you both.
Oh, and we appreciate you, my angel. Many, many blessings.
You too.
Mwah. Namaste. Oh, you know, Sri, we are, again, you know, how many of you out there guys are having physicality right now, you know, and again, especially as we went through this first month in quotes of May 1 to 13 was about slowing down, seeing the bigger picture, keeping a wide angle lens. Think about how easily you could have been distracted in the first part of May with everything that's going on. Were you able to stay in a slower pace? Were you able to keep a wide angle lens, or were you pulled and distracted into what was happening in the planetary thought body? That was one of the greatest blessings of May, because in this second month of May, which is May 15 to the end of May, remember, it's like a comet taking off, and your centered presence staying in the middle will navigate that into miracle expansion. Can we take another caller, Sri?
I think we can do that. Let's head to line 3 and say hello to Scorpio from New Jersey.
Yeah, first time caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, namaste.
Namaste to you. You guys really inspire me, and I got introduced to you by a friend of mine. She's also from Belvedere, and her name is, I'd like to give her a shout out. Diane Bingham.
Hi, Diane. And thank you for calling. Yeah.
Well, she's probably listening to this, but I hope she's hearing this. I'm giving her a shout out. Can you guys give me a reading, my spiritual path? I've been listening to you guys for just a few weeks that I got introduced to you, and can you guys give me a reading?
Absolutely. So, my angel, first and foremost, if it's safe for you to do so while you're listening, I want you to at least bring one hand to your heart center and to just allow your breath to relax a little bit. And as I connect with you, as all the angels connect with you, boy, do you have lots of amazing beings. But what's so beautiful is it's Saint Germain who came in around you right now. And I'm seeing all this violet energy. And Saint Germain is like, he keeps walking around you in a circle and he keeps dropping. What do they look like? It looks almost like little gemstones that he's dropping. It's like he's got this basket in one hand and he's walking around you and he's dropping these gemstones. And what he's saying is that the marvelous inventions of your mind and your heart are ready to blossom like gems. It is time for you to pick them up and stop wasting time. The moment you move forward with confidence, the gift you are ready to bring forward will manifest. Trust the journey ahead and be careful of those you are aligned with. There are those that love you and those that seek to take from you, yet let your heart decide and you will rely on the gift of truth. And so, my love, your heart, as I'm looking at your heart right now, it's got this huge emerald energy, and Saint Germain has stopped walking around you. He is standing right in front of you right now, his eyes beaming into your eyes, and all he keeps saying is, stay in your truth, stay in integrity, and your voice will be clear, and you are heard. And so it is, my angel. I'm so glad to connect with you. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you, Kara.
Mm-hmm.
How many blessings indeed. You know, let's all take a breath.
Yeah, everybody take a breath, because that was really very, very powerful. And,
yes.
And I think it was a powerful reminder for us all. You know, Saint Germain is such a blessing on so many levels.
You know, one of the things that has been bubbling in my awareness here for the last few minutes is one of the callers talked about physical symptoms or experiences. And I just want to comment that your body is a little bit like the membrane on a speaker, you know, on a radio speaker kind of thing, where if you've ever really looked at that, there is a transmitting energy, a little transducer, and then there is a membrane that amplifies the sound. It's sort of, you know, like the skin on a drum. And the reason I offer you that picture is that when we have energies entering us or transmitting through us, they have to exit through the flesh and blood. They exit through our tissues. So this is one way of understanding that the emotional energies, the beliefs we have, the habit patterns we have, all affect our physicality, as do the ascension frequencies. And so, beloved ones, when we start having areas of the body acting up, so to speak, it's important to remember there's two messages. One message is there an area that you've ignored for many, many years, months or years? And this ties into laying your hand on that body part and relaxing and saying, tell me, share with me.
And being open to what you hear, even if you think the message you get has nothing to do with what's going on. Yeah. And that's the most important piece, guys. Don't judge it. Just pay attention.
Right. Because oftentimes, the energy that needs expression is seeking a channel or an avenue to express. And so it might be expressing through a previously used symptom. For example, if you have a history of respiratory problems, you know, you might have ascension frequencies that stimulate your respiratory system. If you have a history of other kinds of issues, then those frequencies may express through other areas areas where you've had issues. And so it's important.
Issues in the tissues, baby.
The issues are in the tissue. And so the bottom line here is, when we bring the energy of love and presence to ourselves, to our own body, not only do we heal what we might have denied, but we become available to what's seeking to express now.
Oh, I love that. To be available to that which is seeking and ready to express now.
Absolutely. So there is a beautiful gift called presence.
I love that gift. And we have so much to share about that gift. We have three easy steps for you to command and create miracles right now, this minute, as you harness the forces of the universe and dance with your divine nature. So stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break, drink some water, catch our breath, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We're delighted to be with you now. And right now, we're sitting here breathing.
Oh, but I'm dancing with my divinity.
We're dancing. And we are in that space of igniting miracles. The space of your miracle presence is actually a quality of authenticity.
Oh, love it, love it, love it. You know, when we are free to live authentically, when we're free to literally be that which we are without interfering with ourselves, that's when our miracle presence flourishes and when we are able to create with the divine nature of the universe for the highest service of ourselves, our families, our communities, our world. It's amazing.
And your authentic beingness is something that you've already got.
Yes, it is.
You don't have to go find it. You don't have to conjure it up. You don't have to pay your dues. Your authenticity is you. And as we relax away from that which is not as authentic, we make space for the authenticity to emerge.
Oh, in every single way. Remember, angels, that you are the miracle presence in form. And by your very nature, by the fact that you took birth on this planet, you are already a master, because it took a master to say yes, to volunteer for this mission. What is the mission? That you will remember who you are while you are still in form. That's the gift. And you are already doing it, or quite frankly, you wouldn't be listening to this show. Even if somebody bothered you to listen to this show, if you're listening to this show, deep within, your soul's knocking and saying, hey, I'm here, ready to let me lead, because that's when miracles come forward in our lives.
Absolutely. You know, there's a couple of prefaces to creating the space for this miracle consciousness. Remember, we talked about authentic beingness. Well, authentic beingness, just because it's resident in you doesn't mean you've made space for its expression.
Well, and this is where that anxiety and planetary thought body literally become a pirate and try to steal it away from you.
And that pirate quality is a fundamental core operating software of the ego. It is The ego seeks to dominate. It seeks to preserve itself. It seeks to create more opportunities. Interesting creation principles at work.
Very much so.
The universal creation principles work at every level. And so your ego is a self-perpetuating lens of separation from your divinity. Your ego will make a little space for the divinity, but only on its own terms. And so making space for your authenticity means that we are relaxing our need to control. We're relaxing the ego dominance. And we can do that by amplifying sincerity, love, and presence. As we begin to relax into our ascended heart, then the qualities of authenticity emerge naturally.
And you know, this is such a blessing, because when sincerity, love, and presence emerge really as the forerunner energies in our lives, we become miracle presence. And it's amazing. Suddenly the connections are there. The doors are open. The people show up. The resources show up. Things that you thought were impossible become effortlessly possible. And, you know, I just want to give a shout out to the entire TOSA Miracle team. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go to TOSAMiracleTeam.com and learn about it. Because we are so blessed that we have so many beautiful beings that join with us and have activated this sincerity, love, and presence in their own lives, creating miracles all the time, and really committed to living this authenticity of miracle presence. And remember, guys, that as a service of the Miracle Team, we have this beautiful free service called The Healing Light. And it's a resource where you can send prayers, petitions, write your letters to God, and send them to thehealinglight@selfascension.com. Again, thehealinglight@selfascension.com. It's our free service. It's confidential. And once a month, we come together with the Miracle Team and we apply incredible miracle processes and energies to every being that has written into the Healing Light. And you know, Sri, after all these years, we're really blessed to see miracle after miracle evolve.
Absolutely, because miracles are every day.
Absolutely.
Miracles are the cascading openness of authenticity expressing through a life that had been suffering due to separation and doubt. And so the miracles cascade into our life, synchronicities begin to happen, flow happens, and it all happens through our own clarity and our trust.
Oh my goodness, is that true? And we have so much more to share about that, and we have so many people holding. Why don't we say hello to a few more people?
We're going to run to line 5, and we'll say hi to Julie from Washington.
Namaste, Julie. Welcome, Angel.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. So happy to connect with you today. Happy Mother's Day for all
thank
the nurturing
you
that you both do.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Such an honor to connect with you. I would love a mini soul reading. I have many questions, but I'm just going to open and trust that the highest and best comes through you to me. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, my love. And, you know, I just want to share with you that as you were sharing, there were 4 very beautiful beings, very tall, very crystalline, lined up in front of you. And it was interesting, starting like as you were gazing at them, it would be like from left to right. What they all had their hands in what I call prayer position, and one would bow and come up as the next would bow and come up as the next would bow and come up as the next would bow and come up. And what they're saying is this, they're saying that the doubt of the outcome is the shield that can become your protection. If you release it to us and allow us to carry it, you will find the answers and the manifestation is upon you. And what they're really saying to you, Angel, is that let go, let God, and that you're farther along than you're giving yourself credit for, and that the doubts and the questions are the only thing that's stopping it. So kind of weave them together as a shield and let it protect you, but you don't need to own it. And that's what they want you to hear. And so thank you for the gift of being able to share. Many blessings, Julie.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
Oh, namaste, my
namaste
angel.
Well, once again, we are delighted to be connecting, and we're going to run to line 4 and say hello to Brian from Wisconsin.
Namaste, beloved Brian.
How are you guys today?
We're great. We're delighted to say hi to you.
Awesome. I don't know. I'm just going through so much in my life right now. I have no clue what I'm doing wrong or what am I, what's going on, like, in the future with this case, court case I'm going to next month. And I don't know. I've been going nuts in the last over a year and a half because of this. And, like, I'd like a mini soul reading, please.
Oh, absolutely, my honey. Hey, do me a favor. If it's safe for you to do so, I want you to put one hand, and I'm doing this with you, right on like your third chakra, like right between the lower ribs, kind of like a higher third chakra. I want you to put one hand there, and I want you to put your other hand on your heart. And I want you to bring your breath down to that third chakra hand and then up to the heart and breathe it out. Third chakra hand, heart, breathe it out. And here's what's going on. They're saying that you are in a phase that is rebalancing your life, and that the more that you can let yourself release the anxiety and focus on the outcome being of the highest service, the faster, the easier, and the more effortless this will be. And that once this is done, it's done. And your life will enter a very different phase that will forever offer you a greater sense of who you are and expanded vision. And so it's very important for you, though, to balance your heart with your third chakra. And the more that you do that, believe it or not, the easier it's going to get for you. And so I'm really glad you got through today, Angel. Thank you so much for being here. And we love you dearly, Brian. Many blessings.
Love you guys, too. And I miss you guys for a long time.
Yeah. We'll be together soon. Namaste. Wow, Sri, you know, it's really powerful how many people have been really, you know, I love that as we're talking about miracle presence and harnessing this, and we're going to be giving you guys those 1, 2, 3 steps about harnessing all this energy. I want to remind all of you, though, if you have not done the miracle manifestation technique, this is a very simple, easy practice that helps move the energy. It's also a really good thing to do when you're feeling anxiety. Just go to sriankira.com, and right there on the homepage, you can click on the free lessons, and you'll see miracle manifestation technique. Click on it, use it.
That's selfascension.com.
Oh, what did I say?
Sriankira.com.
Oh, sorry, guys. That's not back up yet, but it will be in a couple weeks.
It'll be, yeah.
Sorry.
No worries.
All right. Well, you know, Sri, let's say we have all these first-time callers holding. Why don't we try to say hello to a couple of them really fast?
Let's do it. We're going to go to line 3, and let's say hello to John Paul from D.C.
Oh, John Paul. Namaste, beloved angel. Welcome.
Namaste. How are you guys?
Well, we are awesome, and it's so good to hear you.
Oh, yeah. Happy Mother's Day.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. How can we serve you, my angel?
I have less of a question and more of a message. I have always been blessed to have your energy surrounding my mother, and I felt like today was a great day for me to let you guys know how much I appreciate you and let my mother know that I appreciate her even more.
Oh, Jean, thank you for bringing tears of love to my heart and my eyes. And just, Angel, may you know that your mother loves you so much and is so, all I see is her beaming and smiling and saying how proud she is of you for making this call. And so, my angel, I love you and thank you.
No, thank you.
Oh, namaste, Jean-Paul. Big hugs, big, big, big hugs to you and your whole family.
Namaste from all of us.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Namaste.
Many blessings indeed. And as we breathe into that love and respect and acknowledgement, we know that there is indeed purpose and meaning in every human heart.
You know, I need to say with all of you, if you hear me crying, I apologize, but sincerity is the deepest form of love, and to connect with sincerity, love, and presence ignites sincerity, love, and presence. And I pray that you all just felt that beautiful gift given to us by that beautiful being. And I'm sorry, everybody, I'm just taking a moment to recuperate. I'm really having a hard time not crying. Yeah. So, Sri, we should talk about the mastery of our miracle energy.
All right. So... one of the things that, to remember is anything can be reduced down to some action steps. And as long as those steps are lined up with the highest expression of the truth. And the first step I want to just amplify right now, the first step to creating miracles, the first step to creating space for authenticity.
You just witnessed it.
It's sincerity.
It's step number one. It's sincerity. Because if you've read any of our books, then you know sincerity attracts and frustration repels. This is why that anxiety energy is a frustrating energy that will always repel that which you're trying to bring forward. But sincerity opens the door. It's absolutely step number one. Because sincerity does not have an ulterior motive.
Sincerity is the availability of loving presence.
Oh, it is.
And that is connected to the authentic flow of divine creation.
In every way. And so that's step number one.
Now, step number two
is a complex step.
It has,
it's easy.
It has two aspects because we are complicated people, so we're going to make it two aspects. Now, the simple way of saying step number two is it is the act of surrender. Now, surrender, and this is why I'm saying because human beings can be a little complicated. Surrender means, in this case, I'm releasing judgment that it ought to be different or that I've been hurt or that I deserve, you know, surrender is basically saying I forgive all that has transpired.
And I recognize that it happened to create who I am now. See, surrender is basically your way of saying, I trust the divine. I trust my divine nature, because it means that the ego no longer needs to control and create the stories of judgment and expectation and illusion. And this is why step two is so powerful. And this is where you can really assist yourself with the mantra of self-ascension. If you're having a really hard time with step two, use the mantra of self-ascension. Scream it to the universe if you need to. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. Just say it over and over again, and you will find yourself on the other side of the judgments and the expectations.
Because remember, we can think that we're doing a good job in our healing process. We can forgive things that happen, and yet we can still be carrying expectations about what it ought to be. Now, expectation is just a judgment turned toward the future.
Absolutely. You know, it's just like I'm giggling. I'm thinking about our beloved Saint Germain, who always says that fear is nothing more than judgment with an attitude.
That's right. So remember, surrender means we're releasing judgment and we're also releasing expectation. We're kind of in that divine space of thy will be done.
Well, it's that universal trust. And again, if you find that you're just having a hard time getting there, or you're stuck in anxiety, or you keep ruminating about things, mantra of self-ascension. Mantra, I know I sound like a broken record, guys, but it really, really works. Now, before we get to number three, because remember, we've got these three steps that you can use right now to harness your divine nature. Remember, use these in combination with the miracle manifestation technique, which is found at selfascension.com. Right there on the homepage, click on free lessons and you'll see miracle manifestation. Click on it, use it, and use it in combination with these three steps. And allow this second half of May to be your comet of miracle manifestation. And you know, Sheree, we have so many people holding. I see a few more first-time callers. Why don't we go to line five and welcome Cindy from North Carolina, first-time caller. Welcome to the show, Cindy.
Hi, I'm so thrilled to get through. I've called so many times and couldn't get through.
This is your miracle day.
Thank you so much, so much. I would love a mini soul reading.
And it, I would love the honor of offering it to you. So, Cindy, I want to invite you. It's interesting. As I connect with your energy, the first thing they're saying is for you to relax your breath and gaze down at your feet. And they're saying, remember that it is our feet that carry us through this journey, and our feet that also connect to the planet. and that you have a very powerful connection to the vast energies of this planet. So much so that as I'm gazing down at your feet right now, I'm seeing this huge portal of energy open up. And now it's like you're standing, floating over what looks like an open universe. And your energy inside at first is going, oh my God, I'm going to fall. And yet these angels are looking at you and saying, now look up and see that you are always supported, always protected, and that you will not fall. And they just keep saying, we have you, we hear you, your prayers are being answered, stay the course and remember the gift that you are. And so it is, Cindy. I am so glad you got through, and may the fact that you got through affirm the miracle presence that you are. Feel my heart around you, Cindy. Many, many blessings.
Oh, namaste. That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yes, you are. Thank you, my love. Many blessings.
Well, indeed, it's a delight to keep connecting with this community of hearts.
Oh, the most amazing, beautiful community on the planet.
Absolutely. And here's one more. We're going to go to line three and say hello to Allison from Seattle.
Well, your old stomping grounds there, Sri. Namaste, you. Allison. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much. How are you?
We are great. And thank you for being here, my love.
Good. Thank you. I just wanted some quick advice. I've been on a twin flame journey for probably the last 3 years. I'm heading into union, and I'm realizing that a lot of this journey is, a lot of the journey really is just my self-love and coming into balance with myself. I'm almost there and I'm feeling really good, but there's just some last bits and pieces that I feel like I need to either, I need to clear, or I don't know, what are my last bits that I kind of need to just kind of get in balance with myself?
Well, Allison, first and foremost, thank you for asking. You are such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful being of love and presence. You really, really are. So here's the first thing I want to share with you. As you were sharing, you had this beautiful Kuan Yin energy come in, pouring compassionate energy all over you, and all these beautiful, I saw her draping you in malas made of pearls and emeralds and all these other beautiful things. And then this other energy came around you and is saying this beautiful phrase, and they just keep saying, it is time for you to relax into the beautiful being that you are and to have patience with yourself. It is your commitment to the journey that will see you through. Let go of thinking there is anything specific and open to the gift that is before you now. And they're saying that as you open to the gift that is before you now, it's like this self-revelatory momentum is what they're calling it, will continue to unfold, unfold, unfold. And so I want you to take in a breath and really receive, 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 because this compassion that's pouring through you is also igniting you into, you're definitely entering the next phase of your life, and there's a huge amount of healing energy around you, both personal healing, your ability to bring healing to others through your presence, and your ability to find divine patience as a virtue that will sustain the journey. So take in a breath, feel your heart fill with this divine love, and know how much we appreciate your being here right now. All is truly well, Allison. Namaste.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. I needed to hear that. Thank you.
Thank you, my love. Many, many blessings. Now, you know, Sri, I know everyone's sitting there going, okay, you've been talking about what's going on with these three steps. We've been talking about how we are the masters that are able to create our miracles, about how everyday miracles are ours to choose, and every day we can dance with our divine nature. And I hope you guys are all dancing.
Absolutely. And I just want to review for a moment, because remember, the number one foundational energy is, we're calling it sincerity, because sincerity is that loving presence that is tapped in with your authenticity. Sincerity is that place of, hey, I'm here, I'm available, I'm paying attention, I'm relaxed. And so in the sincerity, that's primary, that's the first step. The second step we mentioned had two kind of faces to it, and that's called surrender. But it's about surrendering judgment as well as surrendering expectation.
Exactly. It's that surrender into trust. Remember that, because trust and love in the mastery world are the same energy. And if you have any issue with this, if you're concerned about this mantra of self-ascension over and over and over again.
Now, step number three potentially has a couple faces to it as well. And here's why. Step number three, we can call simply gratitude. To be able to move from sincerity to surrender to gratitude
is the ultimate smile. In my
Absolutely.
Opinion. It's that soft, subtle, I get it.
It's that place of saying, universe, have your way through my life and surprise us all. Have fun with me.
Exactly, because that's what opens the gateway to flow, flow, flow.
Now, the reason I said that gratitude kind of has two faces, this will give you a clue as to how your ego is working. Gratitude at one level is gratitude for what is, for what's happened. But the other face of gratitude is to be grateful for what didn't happen, for what has not yet manifested. Meaning, I am grateful for both what did and did not happen, for what is and what is not yet expressed. It is the non-resistant gratitude, the non-judgmental gratitude. That's the authentic gratitude, to simply be in the place of saying, wow, I love my life. Wow, I love all creation. Gratitude is indeed that human word that describes the flow of the universe with a heartfelt smile.
Oh, I love that. Woohoo! Flow of the universe with a heartfelt smile that creates the miracles, because the anxiety is gone, the trust is forward, and the light is commanded. Thy will be done.
Absolutely. And we just have such delight in connecting with each and every one of you. And I want to say right now that we, Kara and I, are so grateful for your loving attention, for the gifts that you bring forward by amplifying your love and sincerity and presence into this world that we share.
Absolutely. You are the miracle. You are the miracle maker. And if you know that and you're ready to take it to the next level, go visit TOSAMiracleTeam.com and let us work with you even more to create that blessing into form every day, every moment, every breath. We love you.
And until we have the joy of being with you live again next week, may you breathe deeply and know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.